Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this tremendous Thursday.
Yes, it is.
And our scripture for today?
Our do not fear. This is such a good year for the do not fear.
Absolutely.
Mark 13:11. 13:11 says, whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time. For it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
We need to remember that He is in real time.
Amen.
He's not thinking about yesterday and not tomorrow. He is right here now. Thank God, right here now.
The title of today's teaching is entitled, Pursue, Don't Follow. I want you to think about that. And we're going to ask you five questions with the most obvious of answers. But we're doing it to awaken, provoke, and invigorate your thought process. Here are the five questions. Do you want to be successful in life? Do you want to be prosperous? Do you want to be restored to health? Do you want to feel alive? Do you want to live in God's fullness? If you answered yes to those five questions, then fully embrace the words of Proverbs 21:21.
Yes.
21:21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. We felt impressed to look up the word life in Strong's Concordance. And it's the Hebrew word H24:16. It comes from the root word H24:21. 24:21, and it means to live, have life, remain alive, sustain life, live prosperously, live forever, be quickened, be alive, be restored to life or health. So the key to experiencing the good life, a life worth living, is to follow after righteousness and mercy.
Notice we have to know what's the right thing to follow after.
Absolutely. In studying this passage of Scripture in Strong's Concordance, we found many times the words translated exactly how we understand them. For instance, righteousness means to live righteous. No real surprise there. Ever when we looked up the word mercy, we were surprised by the definition of the Hebrew word H3513. 3513, and it means glory, honor, glorious abundance.
Think of that.
This definition further explains the New International Version of Proverbs 21:21, which says, he who pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Now, we want to go a little bit further. The King James Version of this verse says that we're to follow after righteousness and mercy, whereas the New International Version says that we're to pursue righteousness. To follow is a more passive word. In fact, in dictionary.com, it's defined as to go, to come after, to move behind and in the same direction. Whereas the word pursue is defined as to follow in order to overtake and capture.
Anyway, point being here is that we want to overtake the things that, some might simply follow behind. But the point is this, Deuteronomy 28:2 says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. That's a good one to personalize. And honey, I'm thinking here, as we follow Jesus, the shepherd goes out and we follow his voice. We are pursuing after him and his steps. And when we do that, then the blessings of the Lord shall overtake us because we are following after righteousness. That's a good one to personalize. And all these blessings shall come on Ray and overtake him if Ray shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah.
And all these blessings shall come on Yvette and overtake her.
Yes.
If Yvette shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Great scripture.
They are. When personalize it for yourself, please. When we do what's right before God, as we pursue him, then his blessings are going to come and overtake him. We are pursuing, we are following after the voice of the Lord. There are a lot of people who've been tithing and giving offerings, but have not yet seen the manifestation of all the goodness, glory, and prosperity. Imagine when you're walking down a straight, narrow path, obeying God's instructions, but you have not yet experienced his abundant provision in your life. As you walk down this narrow path, there are going to be times when you're feeling kind of alone because there is seemingly no one else around. Your journey will sometimes take you through some difficult circumstances, but you keep pursuing him and following after his righteousness. The scripture says that the blessings of the Lord will overtake you. That means we've been out in front of the battle.
Yes.
We're traveling along life's highway. We're feeling perhaps alone, but never changing our focus, knowing that we are pursuing and following after the Lord. When suddenly the sound you hear is the
yes.
blessings of the Lord coming up behind you and overtaking you.
I
because
love it.
All of this, your faithfulness is catching up with you. So catch that visual image in order to know that something is coming and overtaking you. It means it's that your deliverance is at hand.
Amen.
You know, there is no equivocation. New Living Translation of Deuteronomy 28:2 says it this way: you will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Sometimes we don't know. Well, when you plant a seed in the ground, sometimes you look at that ground and it looks like nothing's coming up.
But
then you get up one morning and there's that sprout coming through there. The scripture doesn't say that it might, it could, it should, or you might experience some of the blessings. The verse says you will experience all these blessings. What are all these blessings? Let's go back to Proverbs 21:21 that we quoted. In the King James, where we discovered that the Hebrew definition of life means to live, have life, remain alive, sustain life, live prosperously, live forever, be quickened, be alive, be restored to life or health. These are the blessings, all of them, that God wants released into our lives when we follow him.
One more thing. No matter what circumstances, situations, or problems come your way, fret not, nor fear not. Psalm 119:143, New King James. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delight.
Sometimes just holding on to the word is the, I had a revelation about that today too. You know, let me tell you this. Sometimes when we're really praying hard for something, I mean, we're seeking after it. We are on our knees praying over something. And it doesn't seemingly be, it's not seemingly come to pass. The Lord reminded me this morning early in my devotion time. The Lord will send something and you go, wow, that was God. You know, that
yes.
the particular thing that you're looking for, but sometimes we're still disappointed. We go, Lord, I didn't ask for that. I want this. He's still on the sidelines trying to say, hey, don't worry. I haven't forgotten you. I just wanted to give you this little tidbit of blessing to let you know I'm here.
And trust me.
So even that's right. And that you haven't seen it, but even in the midst of the adversity, you know, he is there protecting you. His blessings will eventually overtake you in the area you're praying about. Proverbs 3:25, New International Version. Have no fear of sudden disaster or the ruin that overtakes the wicked. You know why? Because it will not come nigh your dwelling. It's important to realize that we are never traveling alone as we travel through this debt-free lifestyle, even though it may appear that way to the natural eye.
Your Heavenly Father, well, he's always on call.
Hallelujah.
Ready as a first alert responder to every sinister plot against
him. On time, God, yes, he is.
Proverbs 3. We love that song. Proverbs 3:24-26. 3:24-26, Classic Amplified. When you lay down, you shall not be afraid.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you shall lay down, and your sleep will be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden terror and panic, nor of the stormy blast, or the storm and the ruin of the wicked when it comes, for you will be guiltless. For the Lord shall be your confidence, firm, strong, and shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or some hidden danger. When you seek the Lord and his righteousness and mercy, he shall be your confidence, which will never become weak, but always firm and strong. He will prevent you from being caught unaware of sudden danger, trouble, or personal peril. With your confidence in him, there will be no tossing or turning during your sleep, because your sleep will always be sweet, as it says in Proverbs 3:24. I am particularly encouraged and strengthened by the Message Bible translation of Proverbs 3, verses 25 and 26. No need to panic over alarms or surprises or predictions that doomsday is just around the corner, because God will be right there with you. He will keep you safe and sound. There are some political prognosticators of fear that need to fully comprehend the essence of this passage. In fact, I shall say it again. No need to panic over alarms or surprises or predictions that doomsday is just around the corner, because God will be right there with you. He will keep you safe and sound. Proverbs 12:21, King James. No grave trouble will overtake the righteous. Trouble will not overtake or overpower you, but the blessings of the Lord will overtake you when you pursue him with a passion. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28:2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
So even if today your prayer, maybe you have some fervent prayers you're putting before the Lord, even today, look for the blessings of the Lord that he's showing you to sustain you and keep you. This day, that's what's important. Look at this day.
That's why anticipating and expecting to be overtaken by his blessings and supernatural protection. That's why we are pursuing and not following. How about you? Think about that. One more quick scripture, unrelated to the text, but I love this. Pursue, not follow. I love this scripture too. Psalm 37:18-19, Passion Bible. Day by day, the Lord watches the good deeds of the godly, and he prepares them for his forever reward. Now listen to verse 19. Even in a time of disaster, he will watch over them, and they will always have more than enough, no matter what happens.
I love the Passion Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, and until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.